This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Dani D, joined today by Dr. Abriella DeManis. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today.
Glad to have you. And today we'll be touching on memory care. So, Dr. DeManis, as a geriatrician, what conditions do you treat?
So, I treat several what we call geriatric syndromes. So, maybe conditions or diseases that are specific to individuals as they age. And that could range from anything from cognitive impairment and dementia, so memory issues, physical limitations, so difficulty getting around, introducing things like assistive devices to help people stay a little bit safer and prevent from falling. I manage a lot of complicated medications and patients that are on several medications, and managing interactions and safety in medication use as one ages. And then also just trying to help older individuals navigate the healthcare system that can be very fragmented at times. And perhaps if they aren't safe to be in their home anymore, if they live alone, navigating where is the safest next place they could choose to live.
And I know that that's very helpful for those patients. Now, Dr. DeManis, let's talk about dementia, as dementia is not a single disease. What are the symptoms?
So it is dependent on how far along one is in the disease process. And as you mentioned, there's different forms of dementia that present in different ways. But maybe earlier on in the disease course, one might have a little bit more trouble with just daily thinking, memory, solving complex tasks such as balancing their checkbook or completing their finances, maybe forgetting doctor's appointments. And then as the disease progresses and individuals develop more memory issues and cognitive deficits, they might have more difficulty just caring for themselves and completing really just daily tasks like making food for themselves, getting around, bathing, dressing, and things of that nature. So it really spans a very wide sort of course, depending on how long or how far along one is in the disease process.
And with that being said, Dr. DeManis, what treatment options are available for dementia patients?
So we do have some medications that can help prevent progression of disease or delay progression of disease. But something that I always talk to patients and family members about is just things that we can do other than just medications, although medications for some patients can be helpful, but just focusing on what they're doing day to day, like their lifestyle. So what they're eating, foods that are very high in sugar and processed foods, we have found are linked to memory issues and development of dementia. So we recommend things like the Mediterranean diet and having a diet in healthier fats and higher in protein. I also talk to all my patients about being physically active. And that's something that can be, you know, it's medication free, side effect free, and it actually can really help with cognition. And so that's something that I talk to all my patients about. And I really sort of stress as a priority, because we know that that is incredibly helpful for the brain and preserving cognition. And then just making sure that they're sleeping well. Sleep is very, very important for the brain as well. And if you're not sleeping well, that can affect your ability to think and function the following day. And paying attention to emotional well-being too is very vital, because sometimes if one has a lot of anxiety, depression, that's not well managed, that could mimic some symptoms of dementia and memory issues, which is important. And then I always do a very clean sweep through medications to make sure that maybe, as I kind of mentioned, as one ages and the system changes and your body changes, you might not be able to handle medications as well as you did years ago. And so sometimes memory issues can be the result of some medications on board.
Dr. DeManis, I'm sure that's very helpful information for our listeners out there. And this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Dani D, here with Dr. Abriella DeManis, touching on memory care. And Dr. DeManis, you're a physician of Northwestern Medicine's new virtual memory care clinic. What services is the clinic going to provide?
Yeah, so this is actually something that's very exciting that we're getting started. And we provide pretty much the same services in our clinic, but the purpose of this virtual clinic is to be able to expand access to individuals that aren't just near Northwestern Hospital in the middle of downtown. We can expand to patients that are living in maybe rural areas, patients that just have a tough time getting downtown in this sort of busy area navigating the space. So all the evaluations that we do in person, we can do virtually.
I love that the patients have this option. Dr. DeManis, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.